Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. Mr. Number 730, Righteousness by Faith. Causes for Delay in Outpouring of Latter Rain. The natural heart is not to bring its own tainted, corrupting principles into the work of God. There must be no concealing of the principles of our faith. The third angel's message is to be sounded by God's people. It is to swell to the loud cry. The Lord has a time appointed when He will bind off the work. But when is that time? When the truth to be proclaimed for these last days shall go forth as a witness to all nations, then shall the end come. If the power of Satan can come into the very temple of God and manipulate things as he pleases, the time of preparation will be prolonged. Here is the secret of the movements made to oppose the men whom God sent with a message of blessing for His people. These men were hated. The men and God's message were despised, as verily as Christ Himself was hated and despised at His first advent. Men in responsible positions have manifested the very attributes that Satan has revealed. They have sought to rule minds, to bring their reason and their talents under human jurisdiction. There has been an effort to bring God's servants under the control of men who have not the knowledge and wisdom of God, or an experience under the Holy Spirit's guidance. Principles have been born that should never have seen the light of day. The illegitimate child should have been stifled as soon as it breathed the first breath of life. Finite men have been warring against God and the truth and the Lord's chosen messengers, counterworking them by every means they dared to use. Please consider what virtue there can be in the wisdom and plans of those who have slighted God's messages and, like the scribes and Pharisees, have despised the very men whom God has used to present light and truth which His people needed. It is an offense to God that His work should be restricted by human beings. The works of true faith. We cannot possibly have a changing religion. The gospel is to be proclaimed and personally received. A general assent is not enough. There must be an intelligent heart reception of the truth wherein the receiver must stand and perseveringly communicate to others the knowledge received. The truth must be practiced in every respect, holding fast the word of life, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 2. There is a declaration of the faith that is so diluted by man's natural traits of character that it has lost its saving virtue by losing its distinctive characteristic of Christlikeness. Although saying you are rich, you will find yourself in the end wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. When there is a haphazard belief and practice that is not after the lessons of Christ, then you have a faith that is vain. Your heart must either contain the treasures of goodness or the treasures of that which is evil. Out of the good treasure of the heart, the receiver of truth brings forth good things. The one who claims to believe and does not practice brings forth evil things which wound, discourage, and destroy. I ask you, my brother, not to act like a child in understanding. Act like a child who is practicing the word of God. Christ says, "Why call ye me master and lord, and do not the things which I say?" The consistency of our conduct in words, in patience, in meekness, will reveal the Christ in the heart. Take yourself seriously in hand, my brother, and move steadily onward, step by step, to be an overcomer. Sin is not to be perpetuated by practice by the one who is born of God. He must become just what God designed he should be, a free soul in Christ Jesus, not free to continue in sin, but free to practice virtue and holiness. Ye are free. Therefore, use your liberty not to oppress or to speak bitterness, but as the servants of God, as under the rule of Christ. Wherever the man is who is a child of God, he must live no idle life. He is not in a region where peace is an abounding element, where no heart throbs, no passions urges itself for demonstration. Satan lives, Satan works. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3, verse 3. Then let man, however imperfect, hope in God, saying not, If I were of a different disposition, I would serve God, but bring himself to him in true service. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 30th, 1979.